Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week, D'Anthony. And I feel real good. We just had a big interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, you're excited about it. I can tell. I can feel it coming through you right now. Not just spiritually, but also emotionally.
I thought you were going to say sexually, but...
Well, that's later, obviously. Monday nights... Well, shit, Sunday night, I guess, actually, right? Yeah, Sunday night at 8 o'clock EST. We just interviewed General Stanley McChrystal, and it was quite fascinating. We asked him about Afghanistan, Brad Pitt, and obviously, of course, his new book. That is out now if you want to check that out. Great interview. But we never like to spill the beans until it's in the can.
Yeah, you know? I do enjoy beans, though.
Yeah, and we also enjoy them in a can. This, however, is a reference to an old film role, and hey, congratulations. We made it. So he's on the show. It was, about 20 minutes ago?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
So if we're a little later today, that's why sometimes they dictate schedules, and we do not. Mm-hmm. We have to adhere to them. Because we're not as fancy as generals.
Well, he's an important guy.
He is, yes. Yeah, he's more important than us, probably.
Depends on what kind of thing you find important, I suppose.
That's true. First up, kids, NFL ratings are through the roof 1 month into the 2021 season. The NFL's viewership is up around 17% compared to this time last year. The league is attracting, on average, roughly 17 million viewers across its various network partners, according to the Nielsen data. Last year's ratings were down 10% from 2019, so we're back to a net positive in viewership. The question is why. CNN suggests it's because there's a lot more parity in the league and because popular teams like the Cowboys are doing well. And there's something to that a little bit, I think. The marquee games have been pretty good. Even that Bucks-Patriots game, it was ugly and rainy, but it was a fun game and came down to the last second and you didn't know who was going to win.
Doug Mikhaevich mentioned that the other day, talking about the new organization of baseball playoffs and how it's kind of weird that we had to choose between major franchises like the Yankees and Red Sox and then the Cardinals and Dodgers, because there's only a one game playoff, and that things go better when you're bigger market, like even financially, especially financially, maybe when your bigger market teams are involved in the playoffs. I mean, I get his point there. I think it should be a 3-game series, like 3, 5, then 7. That's what I think anyways. Yeah. With football, definitely the quality of the games. One of the big gripes about that Thursday game is it always sucks. Now, tonight's game is probably not going to suck, right?
No.
Not that this is a football show. We don't want to go down that road, but this is the first Thursday game early in the season. I remember the last 3 years, it's not going to be a piece of shit game.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting some of that stuff right. One of the other things they mentioned was that fans are back in the seats. We talked about this last year. It was just weird watching the games.
Yeah.
I think more so in the NBA for me, it was weird watching games without fans, but you could tell in the NFL and the energy is different. Like when a guy is in an empty stadium and he makes a play and he jumps up and shouts and celebrates, that seems weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand that that's just him celebrating some shit and the audience has nothing to do with it, but for some reason it seemed out of context. And I think that weirded some people out.
Yeah. So three things for me that stand out with the NFL this year. You don't have the social justice shit.
Right. Well, CNN wasn't going to mention that, obviously.
Of course not.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
That shit's still plastered all over the sidelines.
No,
it's in the grass and stuff like that.
I haven't seen any of that.
It's still.
Maybe I just tuned it out.
And racism. It literally says, it out. And racism is still on the field and all that stuff.
Right. But there's
really?
Yes.
There aren't like specific people aren't getting interviewed every week about this shit. I guess is more what I'm talking about here. You know what I mean?
Me personally, it's the imagery, unless it's fucking deadened in my mind, but I watch every goddamn football game there is. The only thing I've noticed is like the back of a helmet occasionally, but it's up to the players now this year. Like, it's not mandatory. They're not really pressing it like they used to. That's one for me. Parody, sure, kind of. I mean, look, the shitty teams are still the shitty teams. You still have Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be Jacksonville. But
they're still entertaining because their coach is fisting college girls. Right. His days off, so
yeah,
you know.
But you know, you take a like tonight's game, like you were saying, it is a big market team, like Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Rams are doing well. The big market teams are doing pretty well, Dallas included. And I understand that, but the thing that I think they're missing here is the element of gambling. Everyone is gambling, and the NFL has embraced it. Not only that, they signed a 3-year deal with Caesars, and a couple, I think, two other gambling companies. So they're embracing it. They're going over spreads now, and a lot of people have money on the games. Therefore, they're watching all of the games.
Yeah, I mean, gambling is doing for football what fantasy football did for it before.
Yeah,
right, for sure. I mean, it's keeping people interested in games. Well, fantasy football made people interested in games they otherwise wouldn't be interested in,
mm-hmm.
and gambling has done that. Plus, keep them interested through all four quarters of the game.
Yes,
which is very fucking smart. I mean, why not add a financial incentive to your product somehow? That's a really good idea.
And you know, with fantasy, when that initial bump happened and everybody was into fantasy, not that they're not still, but you know, you will check out of certain games if your team is down or whatever. Mm. Whereas there is always money on the line in every single game, and anybody can come back. Especially with how close the spreads are in the NFL, you will stick around till the very last second to make sure, all right, is there going to be a fluke pick six or something like that? And I think that's a huge element that they're not mentioning in this article.
I think part of it is also just the lack of content. There hasn't been a really good movie that's been out recently. What new series has come out that's amazing or anything? Like, I keep seeing teasers for shit that's going to come out. But the stuff that has come out, I guess, what's the show on Apple TV with Steve Carell and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer, whatever.
Oh, yeah. The Morning Show.
The Morning Show, yeah. I think that's, when that comes out, that'll probably be pretty good. I don't know if it's out yet or not.
Yeah, they're heading to season two, but.
Yeah, but The Many Saints of Newark was terrible. It was like, watching bad impressions of all the characters I used to watch.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people didn't like it. I didn't mind it that much.
It was like karaoke, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard this song before by the person that wrote it, and it sounded better.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this shit. Nothing really great has come out recently, although it does seem like there's some cool stuff coming.
One would hope, but you don't really know.
But, you know, like Joe Exotic, that shit would have played no matter what was going on because it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
But especially right then, I think that's why it got so hyped up. And the NFL is... people love football in this country.
Yes.
And they wanted to watch it, and it was weird last year, and it pissed them off. And now it's back to relative normal, and I think people are super excited about it.
Yeah, and more importantly, people love betting on football. We host Drinkin' Bros Sports, and tonight's game, like, dude, it's we have to call the numbers every single week, right? Tonight is -2 for the Rams. At Seattle, I've taken the Rams. You can go to mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros. We'll actually double your deposit on that. And that's what it is. And I've gotten more and more DMs just asking for the fucking numbers of like, hey, I don't really care about all the other shit you're doing. Can you just give me the numbers and who you think is going to win tonight?
Yeah.
And that is growing more and more and more because of this. And I'm amped about it because I enjoy it. And it gives me, at least if it's a shitty game, if I throw $100 on it and have it on in the background, like, dude, I'm invested in it and I care. Like, otherwise, this Jacksonville Tennessee game, I wouldn't give a shit about. But I'm gonna bet on Tennessee this weekend.
So I mean, I'm care. I want to see if I just want to watch Urban Meyer the whole time.
I just want to smell his fingers. His wife, by the way, breaking news, just deleted her Twitter and everything else, and she made a statement saying, "We are all sinners." And if you think you haven't, then you can go ahead and cast the first stone.
I'll do that. I haven't done that, what he did, for
sure. Never fingered a girl's butthole in a bar?
I probably have done that at some point. But I've never done
it. You weren't married.
I've never done it while married and the coach of an NFL team, right? That seems like a pretty... I don't get it.
You're adding a lot of caveats to this.
It's not doing something is the easiest thing you will ever do in your life, right?
Sure. Sure.
It's super easy to not do things. I'm not doing all sorts of things right now.
Right.
So right. I don't get it.
Yeah, I haven't fingered somebody's asshole married in a bar yet, obviously. We'll see how my wife acts up today. If she acts right, as we say around our house, you know, then yeah, fine. But if she acts wrong, you know, obviously it's a backhand and then fingers in a butthole somewhere. And then a lot of photos. Like, I'll hire photographers from all angles to do it. Totally kidding.
Butthole photographers.
Yeah, butthole for a nice b-hole photographer. That's what I think it is. Either way, whatever, man. It's nice. Did you pull up any of the? Is there still fucking social justice bullshit on the field? I haven't seen it. Yeah, on the back of a helmet. But it's on the field voluntary too. This year.
It's in the back of the end zone.
It's in the back of the end zone. They did replace it.
In all that time, you couldn't find one goddamn picture.
Of 2020 shit kept coming up. Just watch the game.
Find footage from the game. You guys are full of shit. Yeah, you guys are trying to push some social justice agenda on
liberal
our show
agenda.
Now.
Jesus Christ.
They infiltrated us.
Feels as good of a time as any to announce our union.
Look, hey, guys, before we continue with the rest of the show, do you want to put a camera on you and take a knee real quick? Like, if you need to protest us, yeah, go ahead. There it is, dude. Boom. Take a knee for fake news.
This is what you deserve.
Shame. All right, now stay there for 8 minutes and 47 seconds. Next up, nailed it. Public executions return to Afghanistan. The camera wasn't on you, Bob.
Speaking of public executions.
Yeah, the bodies of 4 men were dangled from construction cranes for 3 days in Herat, Afghanistan, after they were accused of being kidnappers. Earlier this week, 3 other men accused of robbery were executed and had their corpses publicly displayed by hanging them from excavation shovels, which is a fun one.
Apparently, we left a lot of stuff to build stuff with over there.
Well,
doesn't seem like we built much, but
no, we didn't build this city, as Jefferson Airplane would say. Or was it Starship then? I think it was Starship. Jefferson's Starship had that song. The morbid public displays, which the previous Taliban regime used to deter crime in the 90s, have been met with both praise and disgust.
Look, why are they framing this as if the Taliban invented it? I mean, we've been putting heads on spikes for a long time now.
Long time. William Wallace.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody told a great joke about how when they catch a spider or something, they'll put the spider on a little toothpick in their front yard to let the other spiders know not to fuck around.
Is that true?
No. Well, the person told the joke, but no, nobody did that. I wouldn't. Well, somebody probably did it.
I killed one last night, and I thought about that.
Every time I say no one would do that, I feel like I'm severely overestimating Floridians, right? Because they will do just about anything. If you can think of it, it's like Rule 34 for porn on the internet. If you can think of it, it exists. But if you can think of something fucked up, and you could, there's no way somebody's done this. A Floridian has done it for sure.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. But look, man, I. I don't know. Like, to me, this is not shocking or surprising. This is Taliban being Taliban.
Yeah, I mean, they said they were going to do it. They did also say that they were going to be a more inclusive government and help fight climate change. But, you know, they didn't say they weren't going to do this. They're the fucking Taliban.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. If the fucking 1993 Phillies show up and start growing mullets, is anybody going to be surprised about it?
No.
Of course not.
42-year-old Ahmad Azizi told a journalist, "It brought back the dark days again. I cannot say what is in my heart, but I remember those days, and I hope they are not coming back." My man, they are already back.
It's sad.
In 2 weeks. What has it been, 2 weeks since we left?
A little bit longer than that.
Okay.
But so, yeah, I mean, it hasn't been very long.
No. And another guy said, this is a 24-year-old named Dowd Feroz. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. He said, "It made me happy. Crime has been terrible here for so long, and someone had to take action and control it."
What? How does he know? Did he look that up on the Afghan version of the CDC crime statistic website?
He must
have. You know what I mean?
He must have.
The fuck out of here.
But the Taliban officials said they wanted to send a message of zero tolerance to lawbreakers. No shit. And the vice governor of Herat was quoted saying, "In the past 20 years, Afghanistan has changed and we have changed. The only thing that has not changed is Sharia law."
Right. Yeah, it certainly hasn't. Unfortunately for them, all the research we've done over the last 40 years or so suggests that the death penalty, regardless of how extreme it's enforced, is completely ineffective as a deterrent for crime. Mm-hmm. People don't consider that at all when they're committing crimes. Not even a little bit, especially not there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What
the fuck are you talking about? You get killed just by existing there.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder how Australians feel about the death penalty. Since everything is trying to murder them all the time, mm-hmm. they probably are a little bit more comfortable with the idea of death than most people.
Well, you're never going to hear about it from them because the government clearly controls. No, I think they're
Letting people out now.
Are they really?
Or something. I don't know what. Look the fuck. That. No, that was just their international travel ban.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to say, 2 years, like, that doesn't seem long enough. You need to stay inside.
Yeah. Protect yourself. I mean, look, you've got to, you have to enforce the rules, I guess, at some point. But now the next story is Amnesty International is reporting that 13 ethnic minorities have been murdered by the Taliban. Also not surprising. You know? I mean, what did we expect to happen there?
And not only that, but like, I mean, I guess you have to report this, but what are you going to do about it now? Like, it's your own country. I guess now that we're out of there, you've got to look at this and say, hey, great, govern. What do you want the rest of the world to do? Because we were there for how many years? 20? Us? Russia was there for what, 10? Nothing has fucking changed. Nothing, pretty much.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, no, a lot of stuff has changed. You'll hear more about that with the General McChrystal interview here in a couple of days.
No, but I'm talking about as far as the Taliban and the way they enforce laws and or they kill people.
Yeah, yeah. Their ideology
has not changed. Their ideology has not changed.
Certainly not, no.
All the time that you know, Russia and the U.S. have been over there.
Yeah, nor will it.
No, right? Because that's what I was going to ask you. Like, there is no prayer. They just operate under a completely set of different rules there. So it's like, what are our hopes and dreams out of this? And what are the journalists?
I'm not sure what our hopes and dreams ever were. You know what I mean? It's like, think about this in a smaller context. We're in Texas. Let's be accurate with the numbers. 19 dudes from fucking Florida show up over here and fuck some of our shit up. Do we go invade Florida and stay there for 20 goddamn years? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
But here we go.
Yeah. I'm according to witnesses here, a senior Taliban official said, "I've killed people for the past 20 years. Killing is easy for me. I can kill again."
Word? Same.
Yeah, same.
If you want to play that game, homeboy, we kind of are a little bit better at it than you are. So take it down a notch.
Man. These cold-blooded executions are further proof that the Taliban are committing the same horrific abuses they were notorious for during their previous rule of Afghanistan, the Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes. Agnes, they don't care about women.
Why do they have a Secretary General?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. Speaking of not caring about women, fuck Disney and ESPN. You know what I mean? This is something that I've been keeping to myself recently.
About Sage Steele?
Yeah. So if you just go Google her name, Sage Steele, and you can pause this or whatever the fuck and come back and listen later. Read the articles about how she went on Jay Cutler's show and said even though she didn't want to get the vaccine because she just didn't feel like it was necessary for her and her health level and all kinds of other things, but forget about all that. She said, I'm fine with it. I'm going to get it anyways. But I think that it's scary and sickening or whatever word she used that my company, my employer, is able to leverage my lifestyle and employment against me if I don't obey their fucking medical mandates. That's mm-hmm. fucked up, is what she said.
But every single company is going through this right now.
And, right, but Disney did it before they were forced to, which I mean, it's, may seem like a nominal difference, but it is a difference. And she said that and then finally broke down before they fired her and got it. And then...
Oh, she got fired?
No. She broke down before she got fired and went ahead and got the vaccine.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yes. Then within 14 days to the day later, I believe, contracted COVID. And so she went on leave, but they hid that story.
No right? shit. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And now they're censoring her, or not censoring her, but censuring her, rather. She's suspended right now because of that. Now, she's suspended because she said she thinks it's scary that somebody in charge of her employment, in charge of her lifestyle, and whatever the fuck else, was able to terminate her employment because of that. It reminds me, and it's not an exact parallel or analog, but it reminds me of the Jemele Hill thing. Mm-hmm. Remember all this stuff that's happened with Stephen A. Smith over the years and all the stupid shit he said, right? Making fun of Ohtani or whatever the fuck, although I thought that was pretty... I didn't think that was all that offensive, but during the Ray Rice situation, Stephen A. Smith said, well, he actually suggested that sometimes women provoke getting hit. During the, like, certainly that is true. Women will hit and then get hit back. That happens. That exists. I'm not denying that that exists. But to bring it up then, during this debate over, like, the NFL had a bad problem with dudes beating up their wives and girlfriends and the NFL doing nothing about it at the time. So you have to remember what the time was then. So Jemele Hill didn't like Donald Trump, and ESPN clearly doesn't either, right? They go after him all the time as an organization, as does Disney. But Jemele Hill, it was just too much for them. So I guess the rule at Disney is that we don't give a fuck about what black women have to say. You know what I mean? Because these two women have been suspended and terminated, respectively, but Stephen A. Smith can say whatever the fuck he wants, and he doesn't even get a slap on the wrist. Nothing happens to him. That is really a good example of how fucked in the head the left is in this country. They will call everybody racist and whatever the fuck else and do exactly what they're accusing everybody else of doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the only real crime, I guess, at Disney is to be a black woman that won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're the only people that are getting suspended for shit. Everybody else, it's fine.
The other part of this Sage Steele story is, I don't know if you remember, but she was the one that originally they said she wasn't black enough to take that 6 p.m. time slot. And that's how Jemele Hill got that job.
Yeah.
Because she was darker skinned than Sage Steele. And like, dude.
Yeah. Well, there's another part to this story as well that nobody knows about yet. I'll save it for next week.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
I have to make sure I'm allowed to say it out loud first. But all of that stuff is
verifiable.
Did it
come from her? Let me ask you this.
I wouldn't answer that even if it was the case, but no.
Okay. Because we've hung out with her. She's fucking rad.
Yeah, I don't know her personally. I've only spoken to her at that Super Bowl event in 2019 or whenever the fuck that
was. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all accurate. I know that to be a fact from sources even inside of ESPN, actually. I've confirmed this with multiple people. So I will have more information on this, and I'm not trying to tease it out. I just don't want to fucking say some shit that I'm not allowed to yet.
Okay.
That's it.
Fair enough. And I'll cap it off with this. Like, I'm a huge fan. We hung out with her. She's fucking awesome. Straightforward, very smart, intelligent, and I think this sucks what's happened to her, to be honest with you.
That's a good point. When Birkemeyer, whatever the fuck your name is, Gina Carano got fired as well.
Yeah.
For having...
at Disney.
A joke in her fucking pronoun thing on Instagram or some shit. Like, go fuck yourself.
Instagram stories, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to pretend like there's that the last 500 million years of human evolution just doesn't exist. Because it's inconvenient. Because 12 motherfuckers want to make something true, and corporations are so goddamn afraid of 12 people on Twitter. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
Look, Chappelle's going through it right now.
Well, he's not. He doesn't give two fucks.
No, I know that. And he makes too much money for Netflix. So, yeah. Like, that's, I think that's the biggest difference here. I know I said I'd put a cap, but I'm lying now. With Stephen A. Smith, he is the highest paid employee at ESPN. He makes $3.5 million on air, talent wise. He makes $3.5 million a year. Most of those guys make about 85 over there. So they're going to tolerate his bullshit and like the ratings when he's on versus when he was off. Cause he was what fired for a little bit. Delco, was he fired or was he just on leave or
he was on leave from like June until August,
yep.
But only like a couple of weeks. And it was so they could do an investigation, which turned up nothing.
Yeah. He did actually get suspended for the Ray Rice comment.
Yeah. It was like a week, right? He didn't show up on TV for a while, but he was only officially suspended for 1 week.
Because once they saw the ratings dip, they were like, "Oh shit, we got to get Stephen A. back." Like, and by the way, I'm not even shitting on Stephen A. He's an on air personality that is entertaining. I don't really take anything as Bible from him.
I wouldn't necessarily agree that he's entertaining.
Come on, dude. When he's on with like Michael Irvin and like, it's the best.
No, it's not the best.
I think he's hilarious.
He's an idiot, and you can tell. You can tell based on who he has on the show. It's all scripted. None of that stuff's real. He calls the guest host or whomever it is now and says, "Hey, you have to take the other side of this argument. Prepare your argument. We're going to argue about it." That's not fucking real.
No. That I know. But when he's reporting in like the NBA finals and all that other shit, like I enjoy it.
If he sticks to the NBA, sure, I'm fine with that. But when he starts talking about fighting or soccer or anything
MMA,
else,
he's not good at.
He's terrible. His hot takes on football, he's a fucking moron. He doesn't know shit about sports at all, really. I mean,
basketball.
He knows people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. But he doesn't know shit about the execution of sports. Anyways, this is not the point of all this. The point is if you're Stephen A. Smith, you can say whatever the fuck you want, right, and get away with it. But if you're a black woman on ESPN, you can go fuck yourself. Right?
I bet you, though, if her ratings were as high as Stephen A.'s, they'd probably look the other way. Now they're going to fucking make a big deal.
You don't see that much. Women don't get away with nearly as much shit as men do, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It's very, not just at Disney, but anyway, yeah. It's very bizarre. It's like people see them as the mother figure, maybe. I don't know what it is. And then that image of them is shattered afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, think about this. People from your childhood, adults that were maybe friends of your family, think about the difference in your reaction if you found out the man had cheated versus the woman had cheated. You would think the man is just kind of like an asshole, but the woman, she's a fucking whore, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would be far more severe on her. And I think that is very common in the workplace as well. It's very bizarre. I don't understand why that dynamic exists.
I'm not sure either, to be honest with you. Who knows? Really wasn't planning on thinking about that today, Dan.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to have a nice sit down with myself later on and a nice glass of Chianti. That is from the honor system. It's Olive Garden. And if you're there, you know, and you're going home to nestle up in your bed, make sure it's a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. I think there's 35% off a bundle package right now.
Yeah, I think so. 40% bundle, 35%.
35%. Because the IT guy, they did clear that up.
But he still didn't fucking fix the problem. He just moved it 5. I think he just fell asleep on the keyboard or something.
I heard they got rid of the body. They burned him. Mm. And then somebody else took over and they were like, well, I mean, it's 5%. No, it's a flash Halloween sale they're doing right now. 35% off the bundle deals. And that's an adjustable base and then the mattress and whatever else you want. So if you want pillows on there, sheets, the cover would be nice, especially if you're drinking Chianti in bed. That way it doesn't stain the white mattress. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Get in on these deals. 36-month, no interest, pay-as-you-go program. If you have decent credit, if you're a normal human being, and then you can bundle it together with all those deals, and you're good to go. Or if you just want 30% off, you just use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout off of like singular items, and you can still get monstrous savings, or ghostly savings, I should say. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Get yourself a new mattress. Next up, Colorado hospital announces a plan to deny organ transplants to unvaccinated patients. This actually happened.
Good. Fuck them. Yeah. Comply. Stop. Look, if you don't have anything to hide, give me all your data. All right?
Yeah. That's what it is.
If you don't, if you're,
give me your bank account.
If you're not committing crimes, don't worry. Yeah. You have nothing to worry about. Just do what we tell you, man. Fuck. I don't understand what the big deal. When has that ever gone wrong? Bunch of fucking cunts.
Give me your bank account information, dude. Yeah. I want to take a look at what your HEB bill is.
Do you have more than $600 in your account? I need to see every single transaction going in and out of that account. Not me personally, but the IRS does. Yeah. Like, go fuck yourself, my man. I'll take all my money out of the bank and burn it in front of you before I'll let that happen. Fuck you.
Colorado-based health system says it plans to deny organ transplants to patients not vaccinated against the coronavirus, citing studies that show these patients are more likely to die if they get COVID. UC Health's rules for transplants were brought to light by the good old representative Tim Gaitner after the healthcare provider denied a kidney transplant to a Colorado Springs woman. She was about to go under. Like, this was getting a kidney donor is fucking impossible, right? Yeah. You have to have the right match and go through all these hoops or whatever.
Yeah.
They had it. They were about to go into surgery and they were like, are you vaccinated? No. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know which one of the vaccines they're talking about exactly, but the Delta variant, which is more prevalent right now, that's not going to help you if you're in a reduced state of if your immune system is in a bad state, which it would be. Your renal function is a big part of your fucking immune system. So if you go, for example, and get certain dental work done or certain kinds of surgery in your mouth, you're not allowed to smoke for 6 months and you have to prove it. Like, they'll take blood tests to see if there's nicotine. There's all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So if they're trying to make a medical decision about, if they have data that shows that unvaccinated people who get COVID during the transplant process will probably die, then that's a discussion you can have about that. Right.
Right.
Maybe. But if the woman's had COVID before and has natural immunity, that is a complete non-factor. I don't know the facts of this case, but the fact that they're trying to make a rule. Go look at Matt Belinsky's Instagram story for the last day or two and see that COVID cases and especially deaths and hospitalizations are fucking done, right? I mean, there are cases, sure, but the hospitalizations, these hospitals that were fucking crowded forever are pretty much empty now. We do expect to see, I wouldn't call it an outbreak, but seasonal viral activity in the Northeast because of the temperature and shit. And also because they were fucking stuck inside and not exposed to the virus when before. So there might be a ramp up then, but California, it's done. Florida, done. Here, done. All these places, it's fucking done. And we're making rules that affect people forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like suicide. It is a temporary or a permanent solution to a temporary situation. It's very fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Very stupid. And people are just letting it happen. I've never seen America more afraid in my fucking life.
I haven't either.
It's very bizarre. And this reminds me of like McCarthyism, like Red Scare shit. Yeah. Everybody was so afraid that, and it kind of, the retardation, there's a lot of parallels too. Like, remember that whole bullshit about hiding under your desk if there's a fucking atomic bomb?
Yeah, and that would have worked.
That's not going to help.
Duck okay? and cover. Okay. Yeah.
Duck That's and right. cover, brother. That's
duck
it.
And cover.
Yeah, duck yeah. and cover in that voice, too.
In that old-timey voice, Cracker Jacks here, kids.
It's the dumbest shit of all time, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, that's what Ben Franklin was talking about when he says, if you give up your liberty for temporary security, you deserve neither, blah, 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 whatever. I'm paraphrasing that statement, but that's what he meant by this. Like, hard times come along. We don't change our fundamental rules because something lasts for 6 months or a year or two.
Right.
We are now 250 fucking years old as a country. Maybe we move past that shit. You know, we just deal with things. Every time we've made these hardcore rules for short-term situations, let's talk about some of them. The Aliens and Sedition Act under John Adams. Huge fucking mistake.
But those aliens were really...
No, they were French people.
Oh, got it.
That's stupid bullshit. Think about the fucking Patriot Act. You know what I mean? that is still affecting people today. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act has been brought up in circles of the FBI to investigate parents who are worried about their kids going to school and how they're being taught fucked up bullshit that's not true.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're now domestic terrorists, I guess, something like that. These things, these problems come and go, but the solutions to them have to be flexible. And when they're not, when they're written in stone like that, they affect us downstream for decades at a time before the courts finally catch up or there's some kind of civil strife that does that. You know what I mean? It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. And if you're out there and you need somebody to talk to about it, go to Talkspace.com. You're going to get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at sign up. It's $100 off. It's pretty easy. Now, if you got some problems going on, you need to talk to somebody about some shit, and you have some mental health issues, whether it's a fear of talking to strangers or your friends or family, you're worried about them judging you about shit, you can go to Talkspace.com. Meeting with a therapist to work on your mental health is just as helpful as hiring a personal trainer to work on your physical health. And the positive impact can be just as life-changing. Unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. It's 100% secure and stigma-free, the way therapy should be. Look, Dan, we've talked about mental health in the show a million times. This one's super easy. Now you got a spot for it. This is 24/7 too. You can get replies throughout the entire day, nights, anytime you want. No need to wait for a weekly appointment. And their encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. So whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, or anything else, Talkspace gives you access to the help you need to move forward. And it's professional help here. You're not going to get some slapdick on the other end who's just like, hey, I think you should eat more Skittles if you're worried about your father beating you. It's nothing like that. These are professional people who deal with this on a daily basis. Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code Drinking Bros. You've got to use the promo code Drinking Bros at Talkspace.com to get $100 off your first month. Next up, Kaiser Permanente pulls 2,200 employees on administrative leave for refusing the vaccine. I feel like this is going to be a common theme here going forward for, I don't know, years now.
That's a big problem. So
so if you don't know what Kaiser Permanente is, by the way,
it's the biggest hospital system in California.
Yes.
And a couple of other states as well.
Yep.
Man, it's
a cheaper alternative. Like, it's a kind of an alternative version of like Cedars-Sinai out there in Los Angeles, in particular. And there's a lot of fucking people that go to Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah,
and it's in New York as well. I think they've dismissed something like 2,000 nurses and other hospital employees and stuff like that.
Yeah, what they're saying is when the mandate was first announced, 78% of its workforce was vaccinated. And as of October 4th, 98% are vaccinated. Officials at Kaiser Permanente stated, "We hope none of our employees will choose to leave their jobs rather than be vaccinated. We will continue to work with this group of employees to allay," I've never seen that word before, "concerns and educate them about the vaccines, their benefits, and risk." That's A-L-L-A-Y.
Allay.
Allay, huh?
Yep.
Never used it.
If you're getting the one shot, I think you have to do it sometime. I guess they're doing everything by December 1st. So, you know, this is... like there's a fire and we're letting firefighters go. What are the chances that any of these people have not already had? Let's just go through some of the facts really quickly. It appears as though from this now 2.5 million person Israeli study, the largest ever done. Just let that hang. All right, good. The largest ever done, that if you've had COVID, especially if you've had it this year or sometime over the last 10 months or so, and it was the Delta variant, you're seven times less likely to get COVID than somebody that's been vaccinated and hasn't had it. 23 times less likely to experience adverse effects, I think, is what they're at right now. But forget about all that. That's just you. That's you protecting yourself. People who are vaccinated do not, first of all, they get it more than people who have natural immunity. They also transmit it at the same rate. So where is the protection exactly in that equation and for whom? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. So because of this, it isn't about health. We've heard this now from Rashida Tlaib. She just said she put on the mask because there were Republicans, Republican trackers, like little media kids trying to film her and catch her doing stuff. And she actually said it out loud. Like, I'm only doing this because people are watching.
For what it's worth, 44 million people in the United States have had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that means...
No, that's not even close. It's like 100 million, isn't it?
I'm seeing 44... Well, 700K.
That's 44 documented cases, but the very early research in the first study that the CDC did was it's something like 2 to 3 times the amount of people that have been reported have actually had it and haven't had
just
any
didn't
symptoms.
Know.
Yes.
Okay. 44 is the reported. So if it's 2 or 3 times, 120?
120 plus another 100 million vaccinated.
Right.
So we're not talking about a whole lot of people comparatively. But that again, those are low estimates. You have to assume that the vast majority of people are in one of those two categories at this point, especially in the healthcare community. If 98% of them are vaccinated, you're telling me that other 2% hasn't had COVID? Come on. There's no fucking way they haven't as healthcare workers. There's no way. But regardless of that, none of this shit makes any fucking sense. Like, it's not protecting anybody from anything. The left, if you look on CNN right now, they'll continue to say that the vast majority of people dying right now from COVID are unvaccinated. And that's probably true, right?
Yeah.
But how many people is it exactly? Let's talk about the raw number, because it's about, what, 1/8 or something of what it was a month ago?
Yep.
And it's been trending downward the entire year almost since the middle of summer. This constantly shifting goalpost. And the statements you hear, the videos you've seen of people fucking sitting off camera, talking and shit, fucking let's shake hands and whatever. And then they don't have mask on. And then they see a camera coming around. And they're like, hey, wait a minute. Everybody put your fucking mask on. Get the fuck out of here, man. You can't do that in front of people's faces. We can see it. And then you say the silent parts out loud. We can hear it. Everybody knows this is bullshit. So they're not getting fired for any of that. They're not getting fired because it's a health concern. They're getting fired because they will not comply, which is a whole different situation. Now, as a private business, you can do whatever the fuck you want, I guess.
Yeah. And a lot of private businesses are. I think this move is going to happen to everybody. And I think two things. I think, one, they're worried about insurance claims and shit like that. With Kaiser Permanente in particular, any patient can say they got COVID from the hospital or whatever. I think they're probably trying to protect their ass insurance-wise in case somebody said, I got it from one of the healthcare workers at my hospital. No, you didn't. We're 100% vaccinated.
Yeah, but that – if I was the person that had contracted COVID in that hospital and they say, no, it wasn't because that person was vaccinated, I would show them the mountain of evidence showing that this person is more likely to get it than somebody that had natural immunity and also the same transmits it to me at the same rate.
Yeah.
So let's take those to court then, if that's what they want to do, because I just want to hear some expert science, scientific opinions in federal courts.
But the problem is with all of this is there is no real hard data. Like, even in this conversation back and forth with Bob, we don't know the real number.
It doesn't matter what the real number is. What we do know is
But the actual vaccinations, actual people who've had
doesn't matter.
People who would actually, but people who have actually died from COVID, we don't know that either. Because remember when the flu was killing 40,000 people and that just stopped?
Yeah.
Did they go away?
67,000, but.
Yeah. Did they go away? Like, what happened to the flu test?
I mean, it's certainly the whole thing about comorbidity, I think, is just it's a red herring. Just forget about all that shit. Who cares? Because the most important data for a mandate is that, will this mandate save or will it protect the public health? The answer is unequivocally no. We know that from this 2.5 million person Israeli study. It just is not true. You know what I mean? So that's all that matters. Forget about all the other shit. Those are just inane arguments. And they're meaningful long-term scientifically, but in this argument right now, they mean nothing. That is a distraction They want you to fucking fight over the crumbs over here when the situation isn't whether or not the vaccine is even dangerous or not. The situation is we are fighting over whether or not the government can mandate you to put shit inside your fucking body, whether or not they can collude with private businesses and use regulation and not passed bills by elected legislators to force you to do shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's the conversation that we need to be having.
The issue I personally have with it is the multiple shots and now the booster shots that are coming up, and they're approving, you know, Pfizer and another company for these booster shots. And this, it sounds to me like the flu now, where it moved on to one shot a year. And I used to get the text message from CVS that said, "Hey, time for your flu shot." I no longer get that text message from CVS. And by you saying publicly, all of these companies and the White House approving them for this booster shot, that you need an actual booster shot, tells me that the first shot didn't really work that well, and now you're going to give me a booster on top of that. I would rather just wait for the correct thing to come out. Like if it was a one-shot polio type of deal, and I know I've said this before, but great. All the studies are in. This is the one shot you take. Fantastic. I can fucking move on with my life. I don't want to keep going in and getting fucking jabbed over shit that I don't know is effective or not. That's my issue with it.
Well, we know how effective it's going to be. We've seen what the half-life on it is now. It starts to recede after about 3 months, and it's almost completely ineffectual after six. 6 to 9, depending on which shot it is. But it's, come on, man. This is nonsense.
No.
This is absolute nonsense. None of this has been based in science the whole time. And we've been saying this since the very, very beginning, March of last year, when people started shutting shit down. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, if you wanted to have some kind of rolling shutdown where we in a controlled way allowed people to get the virus and we deployed healthcare workers to those regions to take care of the over hospitalization and all that bullshit, because look, 99.7% of people are just fucking fine after, you know what I mean? Not only are they just fine, but they're more protected against the virus in the future, which we knew from the very beginning, not because of any study, but because that's how goddamn viruses work. We've been studying this shit for years.
Right.
You don't go get polio and then get the fucking polio vaccine afterwards. You didn't get chicken pox and then go get a fucking pox or smallpox. And if you had measles before, you would probably die, I think, if you got the measles vaccine afterwards. It's fucking stupid. We've never done it this way before. But nobody's red alarm went off. You know, it got mashed together in all this Trumpism. Like, oh, he's a fucking king. We have to do something. And this is the ultimate fruition of leftist ideology. This is what it is right here. We're smarter and better than you. You can't take care of yourself. You're a child. You're an idiot. And it's not new. We package it now as, like, people keep saying communism or whatever the fuck. It's not that. It's the same old aristocratic bullshit that it always was. You're not smart enough to learn how to read. You have to do what we say. And that's how the aristocracy keeps the plebs in line. And that's what they're doing right goddamn now. People got too fucking powerful. With the internet, the ability to reach out to one another without the fucking government interfering, and blah, blah, blah. And now these motherfuckers are crashing back into it. They're colluding with the internet providers and with social media to change the way we get information and what the information is and how it's presented and all that stuff. And they're also coming after you physically now. So it's you better keep your fucking head up.
In my opinion, it's only going to get worse. I think every single business at the end of the day, it started with the airlines too. When I was looking at flights the other day.
Yeah. I think Delta is the last one.
The last one that
isn't firing people.
Yeah. So this is only going to continue until, hey man, congratulations, get the fucking shot and then come back in 3 months and get another one and then another one and then another one.
Into perpetuity, basically.
It's the new flu, is the way I look at it. And, that's what it is. But if you're out there and you're worried about it and your life, go to Policy Genius Life Insurance, dude. Policygenius.com/drinkingbros. When it comes to life insurance, you're doing this right now. You're using Policy Genius. I had life insurance before. Tell everybody what you're going through now.
It's not like a bad thing.
No, it's great.
Yeah, no.
But people are curious, and it's like, hey, dude, shit.
I had a baby. You go fill shit out on policygenius.com. Put in the promo code Drinking Bros, I believe. It's different for every show, so I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, you go do all that. And then basically they're like, all right, we'll get in touch. And they get into like they're like, we'll give you some stuff, like your rundown of what you need. And they do. And if you don't get back to them right away, they're like, okay, yeah, you're a busy guy, I'm sure. And they'll like keep, you know, not in a bad way, not in a pestering way, but like they're very on top of like making sure that you're getting the right deals. And just
did you have insurance already before that? And did you, because one of the things I've read about them, I haven't personally experienced this part yet because I chose something completely separate. But some people with policy, existing policies, were able to take their policy to them, be like, hey, can you find me something like this? But wherever the fuck else,
yeah,
right?
Cheaper.
Yeah, I didn't have life insurance yet.
Okay.
So this is my first time shopping for life insurance, and it's been great. Like, they've been super helpful. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing, and they are really good at, you know, kind of explaining things and finding stuff out. It's like the perfect way for people, the internet generation, to shop for life insurance.
Look at your camera, by the way. Just leave their camera on those two guys right there. Delicate. There it is. Bob, you look like a tiny little baby next to him.
Yeah, why are you so backed up? It's weird.
No.
It's just the.
Is it forced perspective? What's happening?
It's the lens. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it is.
He's got a tight little. He's got a tight little hoodie on. He's flexing too.
He's getting like bigger and bigger for no reason, and nobody can figure out why.
Policy Genius. You can compare quotes. They make it easy. Of over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare it? You can save more than 50%. It's basically like a kayak, but they just do it for you, dude. I like kayak.com, you know, that old school site. Licensed experts for Policy Genius, not the insurance companies. They'll do the shopping for you, and like Bob was saying, they'll get in touch with you. Getting started is easy. Just go to policygenius.com/drinkingbros. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius doesn't add any extra fees, so just head to policygenius.com/drinkingbros to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Next up, Moderna founders making a killing off of COVID vaccine. Boom. Nailed it. This was one of the ones I was talking about. Moderna, they're coming out with a booster as well.
Yeah,
a little fun, sexy booster shot. At least three people involved in manufacturing the COVID vaccine have made the list of the top 400 richest people in America. Moderna's chairman, Nubar? Nope. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Fion is how it's here. Then.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Board, you know him?
Board member Robert Langer.
Now, Robert Langer, I could say. Timothy Springer.
Yeah.
Each of them made their debut on the on this year's list, produced by Forbes. That's fun because it's like The Rock, you know, Conor McGregor, and then the guys who are getting rich off the COVID vaccinations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, Moderna vaccine not approved by the FDA.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah. There's only one vaccine that's approved by the FDA. It's the Pfizer BioNTech or whatever.
Let's pit you two against each other because you guys
have
it.
Well, he's got J&J, right?
Who? All right. Who's got what here?
George? I got Pfizer.
Okay. Yeah,
I got JJ.
He's got the third best.
Yeah, you're Oof. You're fucking Bob. Dead, dude.
Anyway. No wonder you're so small. That's what's happening.
He's
dude.
Shrinking. It's like that episode of Mork and Mindy where Mork puts the fucking Tylenol in his mouth instead of his ear, and he shrinks down to a tiny man. Is that real? Did I see that?
I think so. George, are you vaxxed? There's no way. A guy like you.
I like to keep the people guessing.
You look like a guy that's on medication. I'll say that.
Yeah, you do.
I'm back for something, Ross.
An AIDS cocktail. You got a little AIDS cocktail pumping through your bones.
Yeah.
And again, we don't care whether or not you're vaccinated or not. I don't give a shit. We just care who's the best at it. Yeah. And Delco Dan is currently winning.
Yeah, seriously. He's winning pretty much everything between you. You're ducking. Your kid is ducking him.
Yeah.
That fight was supposed to happen like a month ago.
He had some GI issues. He had to go to a physical therapy. We just had to put the fight back.
Wait, do you think that's – yeah, he's got GI issues too.
Yeah.
Do we need to have a Maury Povich interview right now?
We might, dude.
What's happening here? Fuck.
It's time to – look, you took the shot, Bob. You shrank. You keep getting smaller and smaller until you finally disappear.
Yeah.
And then Dan will father your child.
Yeah.
So – just fucking.
It's a weird play from a guy who said he didn't want kids an hour ago.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't even want the child. He just wants to know he can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true. Although it might be like a hungry girlfriend. She's like, oh, I don't want fries. Oh, yeah. You're getting fries because you're not eating mine, bitch.
Yeah. Get your fucking fries.
So that's he was, you know, he wants the kid. He just doesn't want to admit it. That's what it is.
So what you're saying, I should have had twins.
Well, maybe.
Or just to let Dan take one.
Cut the baby in half.
Yeah.
That seems messy.
Cut the baby in half.
Cut the baby in half, dude.
That seems messy.
Give him half your kid.
Anyways, fucking asshole. So despite the pandemic's toll on most businesses, that is privately owned ones, the 400 richest Americans this year are together combined 40% richer than they were last year, which makes the cutoff to get on the list even higher. Unfortunately, we're not going to make it. So... The 400, think about this. After the economic collapse that we've experienced, where 800 or some thousand private businesses, privately owned businesses, have gone out of business forever. People have lost their life savings. After these small to mid-size renters or rental companies or whatever the fuck haven't been paid their rent in 18 months now or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden's trying to make it so that they still can't get paid. All that's happened. And then all the supply chain issues and blah, blah, blah. And still the 400 richest people in America are 40% richer than they were last year.
Yeah.
Do you not see the problem there?
Or the solution? I mean, that's, you know, pretty easy.
Can I say what we say on Softcore History?
Good. Yeah.
Tales old as time.
Yeah, dude, this is fucking, you're exactly right.
Don't get us, I already lit Disney up earlier. We can't do that.
That's true.
They'll fucking trademark, or they'll whatever the fuck us on that one. That's the Beauty and the Beast song.
Do you ever go into a falsetto for that, Bob, on Softcore History?
Yeah, all the
time.
Sorry.
No, I'll allow it.
You're going to get us whatever the fuck they do.
Tales old as
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this I'm is what's the difference? When the Roman Empire fell, the people who won were landowners. Like literally, everyone had to leave the cities because there was no more cities. So they went and worked, and like the people who were working on the land, they couldn't leave anymore because there was nowhere else to go. There's no way to be a middle class in the city. So the landowners were like, "You're a slave now."
They can't pull over any farther.
Yeah, they can't. I can't pull over.
Greg LaMontagne just fact checks us. Apparently, the vaccine does not shrink people. His source was Wikipedia.
Ah,
so
shit.
That's apparently what Google is using as part of their fucking fact checked apparatus. Now.
Oh, it definitely.
Did you see that shit the other day on our channel?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
With this though, this is the least shocking thing I've read this week, and this is why we call this show fake news. Like this seems so obvious to what's going on that you're like, this is gonna be fake, right?
Yeah.
And
this show is just a mirror.
That's it. That's all it
is. Just holding a mirror up to this fucking retarded bullshit we deal with every single day.
Because it seems fake, but it is all real.
You don't even have to make it up. See, the programming and their planning is such that they want to keep you involved in so much stuff that you can't contextualize all of it together. So all we do is fucking shake it off a little bit and put the pieces in order so you can see it. That's it.
Yeah. That's all.
You can make of it whatever you want.
And if you want to get some aggressive merchandise, you can go to drinkingbros.com, dude. We got all the shit in the stores. Mandate this dick is one of my favorite tees we have.
Do you want to...
The impeached Biden shirt's in there.
Should I show the Fauci shirt?
Oh, dude, are we allowed?
I can do what it's... We own the goddamn shit. We do whatever we want. This is America.
I didn't know when it went to print.
I'm going
to
airdrop it to one of you dicks.
Yeah, put this on full screen. This is easily one of my favorites. Did you come up with this?
Yeah.
It's great. It's fucking great, dude.
Which place am I airdropping it to?
What do you got? No, don't worry. We're live on air. It's just this is why you're always...
I don't know what's going on with the
computer. Here's the thing. You always say to me on Ross Price Revolution, airdrop it. This is why I don't, because you fucking dummies don't know.
It's super easy. It's
there you go. What is it?
It's the Air Mac.
The Air Mac.
I only see Ross's iMac on here.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that one too.
The guy who fucking doesn't have technology, dude. Oh, but mine's on there. I'm connected.
That's probably
no, it's our iMac.
That's probably not. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
I donated. That's actually my iMac from home. That is a true story.
All right, it's
Giorgio juiced it up with a bunch.
It's going to the iMac. You got it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Pop it up on the screen.
I just want everybody to see this because it's also going to be turned into we're doing ugly Christmas sweaters as well. Which will be available here pretty soon.
There it
Look
is.
There.
The Grinch who stole freedom. And it's Dr. Fauci. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm curious as to when we do Facebook ads with this, if they'll pull it, though.
We just probably have to block out the Fauci part.
Yeah. Look at that.
How could you possibly think this is going to get past anything on Facebook?
You're a mean one, Dr. Fauci.
We also have the fucking best artist in the world.
We do. We can't say his name.
We'll never tell you who it is.
No.
Fuck you, assholes.
I know.
It turns out it's Hunter Biden. He's doing all of our fucking graphic design.
Yeah, the only problem is all of our images are on his laptop, so we're not sure.
This shirt will be available on the 15th, I think.
Of October?
Yes. Let me see.
In the year of our Lord.
Yeah, on the 15th. So next Friday, this will be available.
Oh, great. Yep. Fucking A, dude. Yeah, so I say we put this to the test, right? So this is on screen right now. Let's do Facebook ads with it and see what they say.
Yeah, we could at least try
it. Yeah, because if they reject it, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I'm used to you're certainly used to rejection.
Yes.
And I am as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been rejected a number of times, even by my own family.
My own family's been, well, certain people, you know. Immediate's been pretty good to me, you know? Like immediate.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, my
mother's, father's.
You
know.
But, yeah, maybe we should make can we make a separate shirt company called HunterBidenShirts.com or something? Like, it's not, we won't say for sure that that's what's happening. We'll just kind of suggest heavily that he was involved in the creation of some of these products.
But, and it's shirts for people who smoke crack and want to have a good time.
Yeah. I do have a new series that's going to be coming out soon and our guy's working on it. It's called Hidden Dicks.
Uh-huh.
And it's all the famous art from all of history with dicks hidden in it.
Okay.
Just so you can wear it in public and then, you know, make new friends when people realize there's dicks on your shirt. It's a good conversation.
Can you see the dick, or is it like Dave Matthews' album, like Remember Two Things, where you're supposed to see the peace sign, you can't really see it?
No.
Okay.
You'll be able to see the dicks. If you're paying, if you've ever seen it in the Drinking Bros logo, you'll definitely see it.
Yeah, some here. People catch it, some people don't.
I mean, it's right there. Go to a wide.
Yeah.
You go see to a wide. You see the microphone right there?
So there's actually three dicks in it.
Yeah, the right to the right. That's an upside down dick and balls right there.
Boom. Two upside down dick and balls, and then
it's been there this whole time.
Yes.
Newsflash, asshole.
Yeah, there's three dicks in there. Three dicks in that logo, if you look closely enough.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but we are
the Chinese state cool media threatens the U.S. over Taiwan following Chinese warplanes invading Taiwanese airspace. Over the weekend, a newspaper run by the Chinese government warned that war between China and countries backing Taiwan could be triggered at any time. The Global Times article went on to state the secessionist forces on the islands will never be allowed to secede Taiwan from China under whatever names or by whatever means, and the island will not be allowed to act as an outpost of the U.S. strategic containment China.
I'm glad they said whatever names, because my first instinct was they've got a problem with the name Taiwan. That's the issue. If we just name it like whatever else, like Hunter Biden,
then
they'll let us keep it. Or
country
whatever.
Of Bob.
I guess. I'm not too concerned about what the Chinese state media has to say. I mean, that's obviously just dog whistling for their own party. It's a state-run organization, but it is kind of akin in relevance, in my opinion, to just if the Chinese were if on Chinese CNN right now it just said Toby Keith said if Taiwan doesn't come to America then we're going to attack, because Toby Keith is just as reliable as the Chinese media.
Well, right? The other thing that Toby Keith wants is war. That's the only way he can write.
You know, he was, I don't know how old he was when the war started, but I'm pretty sure he could have signed the fuck up and cut his mullet off and joined the war if he really wanted to.
Was he?
Oh, U.S. of A. You haven't done shit for this country, my man. Fuck you.
He was actually 40.
That's fine.
On 9/11.
40, you could join the National
Guard.
Well,
yeah. He was 30 for the first one.
Or
right?
If he was so patriotic before that, he could have joined at any point during his adult life. So could, a lot of these guys, Biden, Trump.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Join the military. Be a man.
Toby Keith, dude. Son of a bitch. A red Solo cup drinking motherfucker.
If you like Toby Keith, you should just go ask Jack Mandeville what he thinks of Toby Keith. And you will either not like Toby Keith anymore, or you will not like Jack Mandeville anymore.
Yeah, you'll either It'll love one of the Toby two. Keith or...
To be fair, only one of those two people served their country.
That's true, yeah.
And it was Toby Keith.
Yeah, it wasn't Jack Mandeville.
It
fuck him.
It was Toby Keith with his music.
Yeah.
He's Jack Mandeville is actually was in the Air Force Academy or something.
Yeah, like, some would argue that Toby Keith served the world, you know, not just the U.S.
Oof. Served the world a warning.
Yeah, he does. He does. What a dirtbag Toby Keith is.
Well, whatever. Yeah, but so the U.S. wasn't the only target of this threat. These assholes also said, since Taiwan authorities are preparing for war, let's see whether Australia is willing to accompany Taiwan's separatist regime to become cannon fodder, which is certainly an allusion to, that's allusion with an A for you English majors out there, allusion to the fucking sub deal that France is all butthurt about.
Right.
I mean, look, France has to be, if the world was a friend group, France is usually the fucking guy that doesn't get invited to the party. But when you need to move, you call them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when we needed some Navy to help defeat the British, it was like, hey, France, you want to? Hey. And then right afterwards, we're like, aliens and seditions act. Get the fuck out, Frenchie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of
what do you make of this Wall Street Journal article today that says that the U.S. troops have been deployed in Taiwan for at least a year. China's pissed. And they're saying that that's what could cause a war.
Go look in the American media. In 1963 and 64, and you'll hear the same reports, but about Vietnam. Now, we just have advisors over there, advisors, special forces advisors, but advisors, right?
Right,
of course we're fucking deployed over there. We're deployed everywhere.
There is a little bit of breaking news about that, kind of, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
A U.S. nuclear attack sub has been damaged in the South China Sea.
Oh, yeah, but their story is so far that they ran into something underground.
They said that there was not anything to indicate that there was a landmass in front of the boat.
Interesting. So maybe it was the Loch Ness Monster. Maybe he's Chinese now.
Maybe.
Do you think he may have converted?
It says could have. Several sailors have been injured. South China Sea mystery now. I don't know.
Hopefully everyone involved is okay.
Yeah, exactly. And whenever I see stories like this, you always wonder of like, even if they were, right, and it was severe, would you hide it because you don't want to go to war with China?
It's Godzilla. Maybe, yeah. But it's probably Godzilla. I think Womb Raider's right.
He's a
very good chat room commenter.
Womb Raider?
Yeah,
he's got a great handle.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, just some of the comments he makes have been really good. Yeah, it's probably, I wouldn't think it would be anything offensive from the Chinese, right? Because if it was, they wouldn't have reported anything at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that if the Chinese did something offensive, chances are that means that the sub had done what it's done a number of times before, which is get too close to China. You know what I mean? If China had a submarine or the Sixth Fleet, I guess, cruising around the Gulf of Mexico, we might have something to say about that. You know what I mean? So let's not pretend like we're the only good people in the world or anything.
True. Last but not least here today, NASA plans to launch a mission to prevent asteroids from hitting Earth. I hope Bruce Willis is on this.
Look, Ben Affleck's making a comeback with Matt Damon right now. The thing he did right after that, I believe, was with Bruce Willis, right? Yeah. Wasn't Armageddon his next big movie after Good Will Hunting? Or was it Phantom? No, Phantoms wasn't a big movie.
Pearl Harbor.
Ooh, that was bad. was Pearl Harbor before?
It was after.
Sure.
Armageddon?
That was after.
Armageddon was 98, right?
Yeah, Armageddon was before Pearl Harbor.
Shit, dude.
So Pearl Harbor was like, ironically, months before 9/11.
Maybe it could have caused that. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It could have caused
9/11.
They might have been watching it. I've just been like, well, fuck it.
To
be, this whole country. Well,
after watching Pearl Harbor, I was like, man, you know what? The Japanese, they weren't that bad.
No.
I didn't say that.
What? Is it too soon?
Who said something back there? Soon? Fuck you guys.
Is it too soon?
No, I'm looking. Hold on. What was the School Ties was in 92. Days of Confused, obviously. Mall Rats. That was really funny. Chasing Amy. Good Will Hunting.
He's been in some great
movies. Yeah, Good Will Hunting was 97 and Armageddon was 98. So,
shit. Right afterwards, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck have the ability to manipulate the matrix that we're in.
Correct.
And they're setting it up so they can make another goddamn movie.
Yeah.
This time, they're going to do it for real. Like Tom Cruise wanted to go to space and shoot that film in space. These two assholes are really going to do it.
Yeah. And I'm amped. But the mission is called Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, is a nice acronym for it. We'll send spacecraft to the...
I don't even know how to say that. I'm sure it's a Greek word.
Binary asteroids on November 24th aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. If the plan is successful, DART will crash into the asteroid known as Didymoon.
Died of moon, maybe.
Whatever. At roughly 13,500 miles per hour on October 2nd, 2022.
Dude, that's fucking dope. Let's have a party. What day of the week is that?
In 2022? October 2nd, 2022.
Hold on. Let me look.
You got an iPhone calendar on you?
October 2nd. Oh, it's a Sunday.
You don't say.
And it'll be like Sunday football be on. We can just watch a football game and then...
Watch the fucking world burn. Well, because if they miss, then obviously the asteroid's coming to us, right?
I'm guessing it's pretty far away from here.
If it takes a year to do it, yeah.
Well, we don't know when they're going to launch, right?
No, we don't. But I would imagine, if you're already picking SpaceX... By the way, if you're Bezos and you're reading this, you got to be pissed. You know? Elon Musk is blowing up asteroids, and you're taking fucking Shatner up in 5 days.
Yeah, and a dick rocket.
And the old cock rocket.
The one they're targeting is 500 feet in diameter, and it orbits a much larger asteroid known as some other word we can't pronounce, which is five times larger. Of the two asteroids, the one they're targeting is more likely to strike the planet at some point in the future. I wonder if their intent is to destroy it or to, I guess, redirect as part of the name. But if it's orbiting the other one, that's going to affect if it gets knocked out of its orbit and it starts to wobble, even it's going to pull the other one as well. Right. It's just because something is massive doesn't mean they don't both tug on each other a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is what we do in our off time.
We tug on each other, all right? God damn it, man.
So Didymoon, or whatever, however it's called, passed close to Earth, relatively speaking, in 2003, but it was 3.7 million miles away. NASA considers anything larger than 460 feet in diameter that passes within 4.6 million miles of Earth to be a potentially hazardous object. I believe they call them NEOs, near-Earth objects. Is that right? Anybody?
Yeah.
The space agency is currently tracking more than 25,000 potential threats within the danger zone. How dare you, Cooper, write danger zone in here?
Yeah.
I wonder if they could just get Dog the Bounty Hunter to track these 25,000 NEOs.
Is he part of Space Force yet?
If he's not, he should be the logo.
Yeah, right? I agree.
If Dog the Bounty Hunter was in Armageddon, it would be him landing on Mars and flying a banner to be like, asteroid, I'm coming, as the asteroid slammed into Earth and murdered everyone.
What song's playing in the background while that's happening?
Don't Want to Close My Eyes by Aerosmith. Don't Want to Fall Asleep.
No, not, you can't do it again.
I don't want to miss a thing.
It's got to be something else.
Here's the thing with Hollywood. Yeah.
That's probably his alarm clock. Let's be real.
Hollywood's just going to remake everything. Yeah, they're going to put that. They're going to reuse the song. They already own it.
I don't agree with all the heat they take for remaking shit, though, because when it comes to things like Dune, for example, I want to see a really good idea. Like, all the new Philip K. Dick stuff is great that they've been doing, because now you can do it with the right equipment. They can edit things. The process of producing sci-fi and shit like that, I get that. I'm fine with that being remade. And stuff like Armageddon, they should remake that shit.
Should they?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Well, not like Armageddon specifically, but they've most of the big action movies they've made, like that with good leads in space, have done really well, right? The Martian did really well. The fucking Gravity did really well. What's the one?
A lot of things pre-1995 deserve a remake.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's
like probably a good cutoff.
95 after things start to get pretty good, CGI and stuff wise.
Oddly enough, 95 is the year Mars Attacks came out, so you're absolutely right.
Action films, by the way, as I'm not gonna remake some of those comics.
The only one that wasn't really good was that one that Brad Pitt was in. I don't remember the name of it.
Ad Astra.
Ad Astra. Yeah, that was just weird. But
I didn't see it.
Gravity was good. Interstellar with McConaughey was really good.
Yeah, but it's a terrible... Ad Astra is the worst name for a movie ever. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm sure it means something.
Great. But that's, you know, put it fucking, you know, Hot Man in Space. Great. I'll go and see that. I'm not going to go see Ad Astra. If I have to figure out what the title is
before I walk into
the movie theater... Oh, fuck off, Bob. All right? I don't care.
And the whole thing was about his relationship with his dad or something like that.
Yeah. It's from a popular Latin phrase, per aspera ad astra, which means through hardships to the stars.
Very popular. My parents used to say that to me all the time before bedtime.
Every night before they fucking gave me drugs.
Yep. And say, ad astra, young Ross, ad astra.
He's actually got it tattooed on the small of his back.
Yes. Tramp stamping. Yeah. And then it's got my father's handprint next to it. So that's how close we are.
But his handprint is a baby.
Yeah, it's obviously not as an adult. That'd be weird. It's his baby print.
Yeah.
Bob, when are you getting your baby's hand tattooed on your body?
I just got to get a, like, you know, it's at a good state now, so it's really just a matter of getting the ink print. Yeah.
Dan,
what do you mean it's at a good state?
It's a little alien-y in the first couple of days. Yeah? You know what I mean? You got to let it like form a little bit.
You got to let it live. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dan, when you go back to his house tonight, can you get that for us, please?
Yeah, just rock that baby right in the face.
Yeah, just get that
open its hand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. You don't have to punch the kid, I guess.
Hey, you don't have to punch the kid, you know? A little light slap, a little jostling. Don't shake the baby, Bob. That's what they teach you.
Well, don't tell me that.
No.
That's for Dan to hear.
Oh, I thought because he's the father. I see.
Yeah.
Or
what do
you know,
I need to know?
Whatever. Not the real father, obviously. But.
Now is the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This week we have in studio Drinking Bros here. I'll tell you what. I want to grab your booze from the fridge, and I want to take a sip of it live on air. I'll have you guys up second. You come on up first and wrap your big, beautiful mouth around that microphone over there. There it is. Come on in. Come on in. Definitely don't take your time, though. There you go. There you go. Show a little hustle. Show a little hustle. No. You gotta go on the main stage. You gotta dance it. There you go. Boom. Yeah, come on in, dude. Come on in. I didn't know Dan walked away. That's how undercover Dan is.
Dan so always leaves for these.
He walked away. Well, we have one mic. What the fuck are we supposed to do? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's your name?
Oh, I can hear. Justin.
Justin. Justin, you were super excited to be here today.
I was excited
that you were here.
Little schoolgirl.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon.
You were like, holy shit, I can't believe this is
real. I walked in. You guys were just finishing up Patterson Revolution.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everyone's looking at me going like, be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were on set and you guys had just finished up. I was listening to the show on the drive-in from San Antonio.
Oh, San Antoine, huh?
Yeah.
So you when you came in, you had a funny story that you met the Undertaker.
I did.
At the airport.
I did. We flew into, I guess, Austin International.
Yep.
So I flew in from Pittsburgh, flew to Houston, and then there was a 35 minute flight to Austin. And my mom's aunt is picking us up at the airport, and we're waiting at lot G or whatever it is.
Sure.
My mom's phone's not working. We're trying to get a hold of our ride or whatever. And I just see this massive shadow behind me.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's the fucking Undertaker.
Yeah, dude.
I've been watching this dude for, I don't know, 20 years of my life. I'm 32.
Yeah.
I'm 12 years old watching this 7 foot, well, he, 7 foot, anywho.
Was he that big in person?
He had massive hands.
Yeah.
He didn't look 7 foot, which, you know, whatever, but he had massive hands. I turn around and I could just feel the hair.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just not on my arms, everywhere. And I start shaking. Mm-hmm. And I start walking up to this man and I start to put my hand out and I just start trembling and I'm like, Mr. Taker. Mr. Taker.
Yeah, you called him
Mr. Taker and Mr. Calloway. And he looks at me. He knows he probably gets this all the time or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, buddy, take a deep breath. Yeah. Which even the Undertaker saying take a deep breath, I still can't take a deep breath. It's the fucking Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know? And we shook hands. I told him it was a real, I didn't even get a picture. I didn't get a picture. I didn't get a autograph. I asked if he had a Sharpie on him, but he didn't.
No, they don't. People don't traditionally carry Sharpies out into the world.
Which I wish
enough.
He had. I was drinking a Starbucks. Like, sign my Starbucks.
Nobody,
anything,
carries a Sharpie.
Anything for, you know, like I was drinking a,
it'd be pretty
white blonde.
That's
mocha.
Fine. You don't have to tell anybody what you're drinking, but it's pretty presumptuous to carry a Sharpie out to be like, oh, hey, would you like my autograph?
Would you like my autograph? Yeah. I shook his hand twice, told him I appreciated everything he did for wrestling, for my childhood. And, it was so cool. He starts walking across, this tunnel or whatever we're in.
Sure.
Starts walking across it. Doesn't even look at traffic.
Yeah.
As if traffic will stop for him.
It does.
He didn't even look. He's just walking around. He just straight to the, car lot,
he's an Austin staple.
Yeah.
People love the Undertaker. I love The Undertaker.
I love The Undertaker.
He's not been on the show, but we also haven't asked yet. So we will ask and get The Undertaker on the show.
Ask Mr. Taker if...
I will.
Ask Mr. Taker and then tell him Justin says hi.
I will. Justin, who would you like to give a Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Actually, I was talking... I was having a beautiful conversation with your wife off air because she really calmed me down. I don't know if you noticed, I've been pins and needles all day. I'm so nervous. This has been I've been watching Drinking Bros for going on 3 years now.
Oh shit. Thanks.
And,
buddy.
It's just, it was so cool when we set up, I'm sorry, I'm dragging this on. I'm sorry. When we planned this vacation, they were like, my mom's like, we're going to Austin. I'm like, I'm totally going to see Black Rifle Coffee. I'm totally going to see Drinking Bros. So here I am. But, I thought about it. If I ever came down here and I was on the show, I lost my grandma October 23rd of last year. So it'll be a year coming up. And I know everyone says they had the greatest grandma growing up, but I really did. She was that cylinder. She was that concrete of the whole family. We lost her last year, but 93, hell of a run. So I just want to give the drinking broette to my grandma. May she rest in peace.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I lost my grandmother this year and
sorry
it's tough.
For that.
Well, it's the same thing. She was 88.
Yeah.
And I think both of us would say that we're lucky if we hit either one of those ages.
Nowhere going to get near now.
No.
Not a chance.
Not us.
If I see 65, I would be.
You'd be like, whoa, shit.
I would be. Whoa. Well, hey, Justin, you're 65 today. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now I'm on borrowed time.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
We got a couple more people here.
Absolutely.
We'll bring them on in. Come on up, guys. Come on up. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Ginger Bush, dude. You were on RPR this morning, but you didn't get to chat. Yeah, absolutely. Please take a seat. Welcome, you guys. Do you want to speak for him?
I'll let him do the talking.
You speak.
He's been playing in this.
There you go. Come on in. Come on in. Right in front of the microphone, about an inch away. Put it right in front of your mouth, just
there
like,
we go.
Like this.
There we go.
Yeah. A little closer.
A little closer. There we go. Oh, just
there it is.
My face right there. Okay.
That's what you need. You've done it to her a million times, I'm sure.
Face. Why don't we do that? Alrighty.
Just jamming it right in her face. Tell everybody your names.
Alex Lee.
I'm Kaylee Martin.
What's up, Kaylee Martin? Are you guys married or just dating?
Engaged.
Engaged. Okay, yeah. Great. So you're engaged to be engaged.
Exactly.
For the rest of your lives, yeah.
Exactly.
When are you guys getting married?
May of 2023.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Wait, 2023?
Yeah, that was the next available date for the venue.
It's almost 2 years.
A year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's worth it. How long have you been together for right now?
6 years yesterday.
Oh, that's half your relationship, then. You're going to wait to go get married.
Yeah.
What's the venue? It must be pretty special.
It's actually cool. It's a little ranch up in Sonoma, and you actually get the venue for the entire weekend. So you check in Friday afternoon, and then a third of the party gets to stay through Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So it's a whole weekend party as opposed to just a couple hours.
Yeah, weekend in Sonoma. I like
exactly.
it. I like it. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week? And then just pull the mic over right in front of your face there.
I want to give the Drinking Bro super, super traditional, but give it to my dad.
Okay, cool.
I almost lost my dad in, was it March? I think it was. My dad had a pretty nasty fall off a ladder.
Oh, shit.
Ended up losing most of his arm, use of his right arm, and didn't think he was going to pull through, but he did, so... Have him with me still, so that's who I want to give it to is my dad.
That's awesome. How old is your father?
75.
75 years old.
Yeah.
Where did he fall off the ladder, if you don't mind me asking?
I was doing some work up in our attic.
What city?
Redding, California.
Okay.
One of the on fire towns.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. You know, we tend to like to burn ourselves down half the year.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to a city. You know.
Yeah.
How is it up there? I don't believe I've ever spent any time up there.
Not as on fire as it was 2 weeks ago.
And then, interestingly enough, you guys make booze in your spare time.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got? Hand that over.
So
here.
This is, it's called Applejack. It's fermented apple juice that then you stick in a freezer and you basically freeze out the water and it basically makes concentrated alcoholic apple juice.
Perfect. So I'll try this live on air here. And do you sell this?
No.
You don't? This is by the way, this is how much we trust our listeners, is that I'm just going to drink out of this old-timey medicine bottle
exactly.
From two people I've never met before. But you're drinking, bro, so hey, it's pretty easy. You don't sell this in like a bigger quantities.
That would require a liquor license.
Yeah, federal government doesn't like that too much, right?
Not really legal.
That's delightful, actually. Wow, that'd be a good wintertime drink.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a big fan of this. How much you got? You got a whole jug of this thing?
We'll mail you some. We can mail some.
I would like a nice, like, old school moonshine jug. Just send that to the house. This would be great for
holidays. We can make something happen.
Great, yeah, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Let's go. Shit, what is this? Is it only 40 proof?
About 40%, yeah.
Okay.
No, 40%, not proof.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So 80 proof. 80 proof. Yeah. Damn, dude, let's go. What do you call it?
It's called Applejack.
Okay.
So, you know, like the cereal minus the cereal.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And then, do you guys have a beer, too?
Yeah, we make beer.
What's the name of your beer company?
Fake Brewing. So my first name's Frank and my middle name's Alex, so F-A, and hers is Kaylee Elliott, so F-A-K-E.
Fake Brewing. I like it a lot. What do you guys do? Any high volume stuff or just?
No, just give it to friends.
Just give it to friends? Yeah. That's cool.
For us.
That's cool. It's a blast, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to do it on a large scale with the seltzer and everything else. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Hence why we don't do it on the large scale.
No, I get it. We're going for the fuck you money, so.
We're just weekend warriors.
Yeah. I get it, man. We're trying to get 8 proof out to the world right now. So the phone's lighting up with calls for it that we're in every single night to get it out here. Hopefully right around, you know, the first week of November, like we said. We'll find out soon. Look, we appreciate all you guys stopping in. Truly, we wouldn't be on the air without you guys. And like we always say on the show, if you're in town, you can just stop by the studio and watch a few shows. I think we shot, what, 3 today? Yeah, 3 shows today. And you never know. Somebody at all times, I mean, you guys have been through the building. We'll be shooting some form of fucked up show. Some weird celebrity will be here. And congratulations. Here it is, you know?
Having fun.
Yeah, thanks, man. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And if you're at home, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It's the only thing that the advertisers give a shit about, and that's what has kept us in the charts for 6 consecutive years. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.